Each month on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, we like to get some no-nonsense building advice, and we get it from Ken Lees, as always, and Ken joins us. How are you, mate?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, mate. Now, today's discussion, I'm actually living it, because the house we used to live in had a concrete floor, and now we're living in a house with timber floors. What's the benefit? I mean, I imagine there's benefits for both. What's the benefit of having a concrete floor?
That's an interesting statistic there. Concrete floors, basically, in a standard residential cottage on a normal, reasonably inclined or sloped block, are cheaper.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like the timber bearers and the bit of air under the floor, and the timber floors are a lot more flexible. They'll, I've up and down the Musset Brook with them and Murrumbidgee, you get a lot of seasonal movement in the soil with clay soils, and the soil is reactive. The timber floors accommodate that. You might get a bit of rounding in the odd bedroom floor or something, but in concrete, it just simply cracks. As simple as that.
Which is very hard to fix, if not impossible to fix.
Yeah, well, see, the engineers come into the design stage and they say, geotechnically, it's classed as highly reactive or moderate, all those codes. And they design it accordingly. But when you get something like we did this year with 3 months' rain, it changes the scenario a bit out of the ordinary Australian standard specs. And I've been seeing a lot of what we call doming. On a concrete slab, when it's raining, under the slab is dry, but around the external walls is wet. And, of course, the supportive soils plasticize or change their supportive character, mud if you like.
Yeah.
And they tend to settle around the outside walls, and you get that cracking. A lot of people don't realize because the floor is carpeted, but when you walk into a house and there's tiles on the floor, you'll see the cracking running through the tiles.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen that. You're absolutely right, yeah.
It's almost impossible to fix.
I imagine it would be. So the benefit of having a timber floors on the piers, you mentioned just a moment ago about getting the air through. What's the benefit of the air being able to go through underneath the house there, Ken?
Natural ambient air temperature under the floor equalises the temperature around the whole structure, whereas in concrete, the concrete and the soil under it stays at a low temperature, whereas with the raised timber floors, you've got vents around the external walls, every 1500 there's a standard vent, that sort of thing. You get that cross flow ventilation under the floor so that your house stays at about the same moisture content, 14-15%,
yeah,
and the same temperature. And that's just a better livability, in my opinion.
Other guys
in my game disagree, but
whenever you see a new house being put up these days, invariably it is a concrete slab that's being put down. Do you ever see any newer homes on piers?
Yeah.
Yeah, a few people do that?
Concrete, traditionally the concrete garage floor won't be carpeted. Walk in and have a look at that and you'll see in almost every concrete, or almost, a big word, you'll see the fine cracking in the concrete slab. Well, that's under all the carpet also.
Yes, absolutely
now,
right.
I'm seeing probably 80% of new homes, to answer your question, are concrete slab. It's cheaper. Simple as that.
Yep. Right, so people are still doing the old wooden floorboards on top of piers. You do get to see some new houses. And, of course, we've got lots of old homes, as you mentioned, around the Hunter Valley that were done that way 50 or 60-odd years ago.
And they're still there. You know, they're bulletproof, the old ones. It took me if they used a cypress, a good old cypress floor. They move up and down like piers go up and down like pistons in an engine sometimes. But if you get 25 mm, an inch movement, that's hardly recognisable when you walk over it. But you get that in the concrete slab and you start to get cracking in the outside brickwork and all sorts of things, and it's almost irreparable. But it's expensive to repair. You've got to underpin and jack up.
As always, thank you very much for your no-nonsense building advice. Ken Lees, if you want to get a hold of Ken, 0414 49448. Mate, we will catch up again and talk more no-nonsense building advice next month.
Have a good week.